Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting trees. Planting a tree correctly can make a world of difference in how well it does in your landscape. First, choose a site where your tree will thrive. Then dig a hole at least 1.5 times the diameter of the root ball and no deeper. Place the tree in it, ensuring that the roots in the top of the root ball are 1 to 2 inches above the surrounding soil. As you replace the soil around the tree, pack it firmly with your foot to stabilize the tree. Water the tree heavily after planting to remove large air pockets. Apply mulch starting at the edge of the root ball and extending outwards, and water the root ball 2 to 3 times each week for the first year. For more information about planting trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering the lawn. Many Floridians overwater their lawns without knowing it, but overwatering can actually cause more damage to your lawn than a drought. How frequently you should water your lawn depends on what type of grass you have, site conditions, and the weather. But there's a good chance your lawn could stand to be watered less. Less frequent, deeper waterings lead to deeper roots, which make your grass more drought tolerant. Apply 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water each time you irrigate your lawn. Water in the early morning when it's cooler and there's less wind. Don't water when rain is forecast for the next day or two, and wait to water until your grass starts wilting or appearing blue-gray in color. For more information about watering your lawn and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling weeds in landscape beds. A weed is nothing more than a plant out of place. Unwanted plants can be a pain in the neck, but there are several ways to deal with them. To keep weeds down, check your landscape frequently and hand pull them as they come up. Never let weeds go to seed or they'll reappear in your plant beds next year. Mulch helps keep weeds in check, too. You can use organic materials for mulch, such as bark, wood chips, leaves, and pine straw. You can also apply inorganic materials like gravel, pebbles, or woven ground cloth. Once your weeds are removed, you can use pre-emergence herbicides to prevent them from growing from seed. These products will need to be reapplied occasionally through the season. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fleas. Fleas cause Floridians a lot of grief. These wingless reddish-brown pests jump from host to host, leaving itchy skin and sometimes disease in their wake. In Florida, the most common type of flea is the cat flea, which can actually feed on cats, dogs, and people. Adult fleas must feed on blood in order to reproduce, but can live for long periods without feeding. Fleas usually live and breed most heavily where pets rest. If they've infiltrated your home, they won't hesitate to snack on you. Fleas can be difficult for pet owners to control because both the pets and the house will need to be treated. To keep fleas from reinfesting your pets, comb or shampoo them frequently and use a flea medication prescribed for your pet. For more information about fleas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing plants that fit your landscape. It's easy to find plants you like, but what about plants that fit your landscape? Mature size is something that should be carefully considered when purchasing plants. Most plants are bought when they're young and will grow once planted. So before buying a plant, always inquire how large it'll be when it's fully grown. Resist the temptation to place new plants too close together. A newly planted landscape or bed shouldn't be completely full. That's okay. It'll fill in as the plants reach their mature size. Keep in mind that there's usually different size selections of plants to fit your landscape needs. Look for dwarf or smaller size when appropriate. You'll have the look you want without all the unnecessary pruning. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.